CBS News, I'm Peter King. Yet another winter blast. It's ice for the Carolinas and Georgia. North Carolina Transportation Secretary Tony Tata.
Everybody needs to take this weather event very seriously because it's very cold outside and it's going to make for some power outages, treacherous driving conditions, and as well as just having extreme cold, which can be very dangerous.
For the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, it's more snow. CBS's Susan McGinnis is in Washington.
It is starting to taper off here after about 15 hours of steady snowfall, about 4 to 8 inches around this area, 10 inches in some adjoining areas around the city. The government is closed today. That's helping with the roads. The mayor has declared a snow emergency starting at 7. So the city really wants nobody on the roads. They want to clear the streets curb to curb.
In Boomer, West Virginia, the fires are still burning. Witnesses say they heard several explosions overnight at the site of an oil train derailment.
I could feel the heat on my face 5 houses away from a river.
At least one car went into a river, and there are concerns about crude oil. 2 water plants have been shut down as a precaution. WOWK-TV's Brian Hughes.
The governor has declared a state of emergency for Fayette and Kanawha counties as they still have the water intake valves that are closed off. And right now, there are about 1,000 residents that at least are not in their home, and there's quite a few people that do not have water pressure or any fresh water supply.
Officials say at least one home burned, but nobody was hurt in the accident. It's Fat Tuesday. That means a huge Mardi Gras celebration in New Orleans, but a parade in Port-au-Prince, Haiti has turned tragic. We get more live from CBS's Vicki Barker.
It seems a moment's miscalculation proved deadly as a parade float packed with people passed through the Haitian capital in the pre-dawn hours. Someone on board used a stick to push away a low-hanging power line. Witnesses say some people on the float were instantly electrocuted. Others leapt into the crowd, which quickly turned into a scene of panic. Hospital workers say at least 18 people are dead and 60 injured, Peter.
In eastern Afghanistan, officials say 4 insurgents have carried out a suicide attack at a police station. A government spokesman in Logar province says at least 20 officers were killed. In the American sniper murder trial, jurors have seen a videotaped confession by the former Marine accused of killing Chris Kyle and his friend at a shooting range. KTVT reporter Joel Thomas.
Police video shows a Texas Ranger interrogating Ralph. He admitted to the killing, saying, quote, "I knew if I didn't take out his soul, he would take mine." Twice during the trial, Ralph's boots were brought out to be identified by investigators. Now we know why. During the interrogation, the ranger asks Ralph if he knew he had blood on his boots. A shocked Ralph bends over awkwardly to see for himself.
A late-night ruling by a Texas judge temporarily blocks the president's executive order on immigration. S&P futures are down, too. This is CBS News.
Cut staff.
Dial back customer service.
Hire trying to figure out how to afford the Affordable Care Act? At Kronos, we can help. Help you eliminate wasteful spending due to workforce overscheduling, employee turnover, and tedious manual processes. Help you get a workforce strategy in place for your organization, and help you with the complexities of ACA compliance. For a free research report on healthcare reform, visit kronos.com/ACA. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The White House is hosting what it calls an international summit on confronting violent extremism.
Activists from minority communities in Los Angeles, Boston, and Minneapolis will kick off this 3-day meeting by describing the programs they're running to persuade Muslim and other ethnic minority youth to turn away from violence, to ignore radical websites trying to reach them. President Obama will address the conference tomorrow and also on Thursday, when foreign officials will play an active part here. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
It's back to court for the Florida man accused of throwing his 5-year-old daughter off a bridge to her death last month. Doctors say John Johnchuk is incompetent to stand trial, and if the judge agrees, he's expected to be hospitalized. Police say they saw him throw his daughter Phoebe into Tampa Bay after they stopped him for a traffic violation. An investigation shows child welfare authorities had ignored several warning signs for trouble. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Last year, the pros at your Ford dealer performed the works over 3 million times. So you can be confident your Ford is getting expert service. Confident enough to wear red to a bullfight.
Here, boy.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Ford service. Go with confidence.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/15.
Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Did you know they're also the windows to your health? Because they let eye doctors see what's going on inside. Think about this. A comprehensive eye exam can be an early detector of serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't you see your eye doctor yearly? Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to learn more and find a local eye doctor. And you just might save more than your vision. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
This morning on WCHL, our area is still under a winter storm warning, and will be until 9 o'clock this morning. Our area is under a lot of snow and ice as well. With up to half an inch of ice out there, there's a real chance you might lose power. A Durham County grand jury has indicted 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks on 3 counts of first-degree murder, according to multiple reports. And these stories and a lot more, weather-related especially, plus your Chapel Hill Carpet Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, 7 students will wait hours in line to see a Carolina Duke basketball game, and others spend weeks camping in a tent. How'd you like to be out there camping in a tent right now? All of these stories and more coming up on your WCHL Tuesday Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, 21 degrees in Chapel Hill. Our area is still under a lot of snow and ice out there, and will be for a while, yeah, because it's not going to be very warm today. But let's check in with Ryan Ellis of the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And Ryan, what is our situation now, and what is our forecast for the rest of the day?
Well, right now, the precipitation is ending from west to east across the area. The back edge of it is right about over Chapel Hill right now, so over the next hour or two, you'll see a decrease in precipitation, which is good for us because it means that we've avoided much of the freezing rain and we're left with accumulating sleet. So sleet doesn't stick to power lines like freezing rain does, and so that'll limit our power outages and down trees up here in the Triangle. Further south, though, they weren't so lucky.
What about some of the other areas of the Triangle outside Chapel Hill and Carrboro? What's the situation there this morning?
In Raleigh, we still have some sleet going on with maybe some light freezing rain. Down to the south of that near Fayetteville, they've had a crippling freezing rain. A lot of reports coming in over the last hour or two of many trees down. If you had plans to head down that way, don't do it. Travel is basically impossible.
How warm will it get today? And I know we have some sunshine in the forecast. How much of this can we expect to melt?
Probably not much today. The temperature will probably get above freezing for a few hours, which may melt some of what we have on the ground. The problem with that is, though, as we get back down towards sunset, the temperature will drop, and anything that has melted will refreeze quickly. So be on the alert for icy patches, especially as we get into tomorrow morning's commute, as a lot of that refreezing is very hard to see in the form of black ice.
And what's our forecast for weather over the next 24 to 48 hours?
Well, we have a very Arctic air mass moving in, and we can expect very cold temperatures, especially going into Wednesday night into Thursday. We can see lows in the single digits with wind chills down around zero.
My goodness. Well, I know that you guys have been working around the clock handling this winter storm, and thanks so much, and we appreciate your being with us this morning.
Thank you.
That is Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. We will stay in touch with those folks throughout the day here on WCHL and let you know what's going on. A few quick things to mention. Duke Energy is reporting 3 power outages this morning, all a grand total of 3. 3 households without power today, all are west of Hillsboro, so none in our immediate area here in Chapel Hill. Blake Hodge is out this morning in the Performance Automall Storm Tracker and the Subaru Outback, and Blake is out there checking out the roadways this morning. Blake, what do you see, and what's it like out there?
Well, as you're just walking out of your houses this morning, if you are heading out, you'll notice that it's fairly icy pretty much everywhere. And that doesn't really change once you get out onto the roadways. We've been okay so far, thanks to Performance Automall with this Subaru. But if you don't have a vehicle that is prepared to handle these kind of situations, you really could be running into an issue. And a lot of the transit systems aren't running early this morning. I think that would be a fairly good rule of thumb, probably for everyone, because there are definitely very icy patches out here and on some of the major roadways as well. We're still working our way out from the station closer to Weaver Dairy Road right now. Weaver Dairy has got a blanket over it right now, if you will, of some snow ice mixture. And hopefully some of the other major thoroughfares will have a little more clearing. But that means also once you get onto those side streets, that you're not going to have a whole lot of help out there, that's for sure.
Well, Weaver Dairy is always a bit of a problem because of the incline. I mean, there's a steep hill there. And the dangerous thing, it seems to me, if you're out and about trying to get around this morning, is it looks like snow, but
right. There's
ice packed underneath that snow, which makes it really hard to get traction.
And so you can drive on portions of it, and you can get around okay, once again, assuming you have a vehicle that is equipped to handle it and you've got some experience driving in this type of weather. But you can definitely hit some of those spots, maybe even where it looks okay. It may look better because you can think you can see pavement, but some of those spots are the places where it's already iced back over, and they've had enough vehicles to kind of get through that first layer of that snow. But now you're getting down to the dangerous portion of that icy layer, and with it being as cold as it is right now, I'm seeing 22 for the little real feel temperature in the vehicle with me right now. And I would be surprised if it warms up very much over the next few hours. So it's not going to get any better, that's for sure.
Well, as Ryan Ellis said just a few minutes ago, our temperatures are going to rise just above freezing, but not until the afternoon, probably, and not for very long, maybe a couple of hours. And then temperatures will dip right back down at sunset tonight. So we don't stand a chance of much of this stuff melting today. Mm-hmm.
No, it may have been a short-term event as far as the actual storm goes, but the ramifications of this are definitely going to be felt over the next few days in our community. So if you don't have to be out, if you are afforded the option to work from home today or just take the day, I would definitely encourage doing that. If you do have to go in, take a couple of hours here, and let's see how everything shapes up through the early morning hours, and maybe it'll be a little more workable later on today.
All right. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge out there this morning. And, Blake, we will talk to you a little bit later on.
Yes, sir.
That is Blake Hodge and the Performance Automall Storm Tracker, and we will keep you posted on the conditions of the roadways. Now, we'll get to more news in just a moment, but let me give you some other weather-related information. Matt Sullivan, Chapel Hill Emergency Management Coordinator, has advised everybody to stay off the roads, and we will be talking to him next hour coming up in just a little while. We can tell you about some closings, school closings, etc. Chapel Hill, Cumberland City Schools are closed today for students. It is, however, an optional teacher work day. Orange County schools are closed. Durham Public Schools closed. Chatham County Schools closed. Alamance County Schools closed. St. Thomas More Catholic School will be open but delayed 3 hours. Orange Charter School is closed. Carolina Friends School closed. Durham Academy also closed. The Hill Center in Durham is closed. UNC classes are canceled until 11 a.m. And Duke classes also will resume at 11 o'clock this morning. Weather permitting, Triangle Transit routes will be running normal schedules beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. The GO Triangle Regional Information Center open to handle transit-related calls for Triangle Transit, Capital Area Transit, Chapel Hill Transit, Durham Area Transit, and Cary Transit at 7 o'clock this morning. That number is 919-485-RIDE. That is 919-485-7433. Most things are closed today as far as schools are concerned, and as Blake said, if you have the opportunity to work at home today, to not go out, then for heaven's sake, stay inside and keep warm. You'll hear from the governor coming up in just a moment on WCHL. WCHL News Time is 15.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done. At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys. The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged, Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
617 WCHL, you're just waking up this morning. We have a blanket of snow and ice out there. Ice pretty much underneath. It's 21 degrees right now in Chapel Hills. 20 this morning in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. And it's not expected to get very warm today either. More on that coming up. Our area is still under a winter storm warning. Actually, the precipitation is stopping just about right now here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. And that word from the National Weather Service just a moment ago, but technically we're still under a winter storm warning until 9 o'clock this morning. Snow and ice began to move through our community early Monday afternoon. Governor Pat McCrory spoke at a press conference yesterday and said he has taken measures in advance to make emergency response as accessible as possible. And once again, here is the governor.
I also signed a state of emergency declaration, which allows us to leverage all state assets in response to this winter storm. Our emergency operations center officially reopened at noon today, and we've got our team together here and across the state. Our DOT has been out since yesterday preparing the roads, and last year I also instructed the Highway Patrol not to leave any vehicles untouched and ensure that no one spends the night on the roads. Now I'm making the same order this year, especially given the very, very cold temperatures that are in our state.
That is the Governor Pat McCrory yesterday speaking about emergency preparedness and all the work that's been done in advance. I mentioned a moment ago we only have 3 power outages reported from Duke Energy with up to a half inch of ice in our forecast, and that's just about right out there. There's a real chance that you might lose power. Duke Energy's Lee Friedman says additional crews are on standby to respond if needed.
What we'll do is we'll wait for the storm to pass, and then we'll send damage assessors out into the area to respond to calls from customers. and then their line crews will come out and work as fast as they can, really as safe as they can, to restore the power.
Friedman warns that falling tree limbs and ice accumulation could bring down some power lines.
Use common sense. If there's a down power line, stay away from it. Whether or not you know it's live or dead, call Duke Energy at 1-800-POWER-ON and report that down line.
As always, it's a good idea to have flashlights, bottled water, and a weather radio on hand. Certainly, I would emphasize the radio part. Friedman says it's a good time to check on your friends, family, and neighbors as well.
It's a good opportunity to check on friends and family members who may have special needs, you know, throughout the evening and tomorrow, to make sure they're okay and if they need alternative arrangements to help them make those plans.
Once again, that is Lee Friedman of Duke Energy. Now, if your power does go out and you're using a generator, stay warm. Remember to operate it outside. Keep it away from vents or doors that could draw in carbon monoxide. And if your power should go out anytime today, call 1-800-POWER-ON to report outages. Or if you're a Duke Energy Progress customer, call 1-800-419-6356. In other news this morning, not related to the weather, a Durham County grand jury had indicted 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks on 3 counts of first-degree murder, according to multiple reports. In addition to the 3 counts of murder, Hicks was indicted on a single charge of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Hicks allegedly shot and killed 3 Muslim college students last week in the Finley Forest condos in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill police say the preliminary investigation points to an ongoing parking dispute as the motive of the shooting. Others believe the shooting was a hate crime and motivated by the victim's religious affiliation. The FBI has also opened up an independent inquiry, a parallel investigation into the incident to determine if any federal laws were broken. 621 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. Obviously, the traffic situation is not so bad out there this morning because there's not much traffic on the roads, but the best thing to do is just stay off the roads. Don't try to drive out there this morning. It's not a good situation. If you can, just stay off the roads altogether. Nikki Morse will be keeping an eye on things as far as the roadways are concerned, and you'll hear from her in just a few minutes. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, you know what it is. That winter storm warning remains in effect technically until 9 a.m. Cloudy early this morning, then becoming a little bit sunny later on in the day. Slight chance of a little more precipitation, but that's just about over where we are. Our high temperature today will rise just above freezing into the low 30s, and not much chance for much of this stuff to melt, though, because it will be for a brief period of time, and it'll cool back down tonight, down to about 17 degrees. Tomorrow's forecast, partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the afternoon tomorrow. Yep, we could get a little bit more, and our high tomorrow still only in the low 30s. So that's the way it goes for the next couple of days here. A quick note, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier independent jeweler, and you can go see Berkeley Grimble today and see what I'm talking about. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods. Now, turning to WCHL Championship Sports, I have a really sad story to report this morning. Chris Hobbs, who led East Chapel Hill High School to the 1997 3A State Basketball Championship, has died. Details are still sketchy, but Hobbs lived in Durham, where he served as a collection specialist with the American Red Cross. After his professional basketball career ended, he was only 33 years old. The news came as a shock to Hobbs High School coach, East Chapel Hill High School's Ray Hartsfield, who remembers Chris Hobbs as a local legend.
I had a couple of coaches call me and said, you know, Chris may have been one of the best high school players that came through North Carolina, you know, And I think that's a great point. He was a tremendous high school player. He had a good career at Clemson, then got to play overseas. He took his talent as far as he could take it. But, you know, those 3 years, he missed most of his senior year. Those 3 years, you know, there's not many lights that shine like Chris's in high school basketball in North Carolina.
Hobbs played under Larry Shiat at Clemson from 2000 to 2004. He made the ACC All-Rookie Team in 2001. He scored 961 career points for the Tigers and grabbed 679 rebounds, the 15th highest in school history. In Chapel Hill, Hobbs was best known as the centerpiece behind East's 3A state championship, a title captured in storybook fashion in the first year of East Chapel Hill High School's existence. The Wildcats defeated Hickory 60-58 when Andy Jones hit a three-pointer at the buzzer at the Smith Center to boot. Even more remarkably, the first boys basketball team ever at East Chapel Hill High School, still the only team in North Carolina history to win a state title in its first year. Hartsfield says the 12 players who comprised that squad were close on and off the court.
They really created a culture for our program. And Chris was the ringleader. He was a gladiator between the lines. But boy, he was a fun-loving big baby between outside of the lines.
Last February, during a game against Person, Hartsfield arranged a reunion to honor the 1997 state championship team. 12 players attended. When Hobbs was asked what it was like to return to his old gym, he said, "Smells like game time." 625.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. A recent CBS News poll found that 1 out of 5 Americans say their own local cops make them feel anxious, and that number nearly doubles among black Americans. Have you, by any chance, heard about a program called Coffee with a Cop? It was started by a couple of cops, says our CBS News colleague Mark Strassman.
Captain Keith Kaufman and Sergeant Chris Cognac, both cops in Hawthorne, California, created Coffee with a Cop in 2011.
To say that the idea has caught on nationally is putting it mildly.
The Coffee with a Cop program, funded by a division of the Department of Justice, is now part of 650 law enforcement agencies in 47 states.
What it is and how it works after this. Getting your mailing and shipping done can seem like a no-win situation. When you have to go to the post office, that takes up valuable time. Leasing a postage meter is so expensive with multi-year commitments and hidden fees. Well, there is a better way, and it's made my life easier for years. Stamps.com. Buy and print officially U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your own desk using your own computer and printer. You'll get special postage discounts that you can't find at the post office, and Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter at just a fraction of the cost. You can save up to 80% compared to the postage meter, and you'll skip those trips to the post office. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer since you listened to the Osgood File. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in my last name, Osgood. O-S-G-O-O-D. At Stamps.com and enter Osgood. Captain Kaufman and Sergeant Cognac now teach the Coffee with a Cop program around the country. Mark Strassman asked Cognac,
"What is the key to a cup of coffee?"
A cup of coffee is a common bond. And what do people do when they drink coffee? They talk.
Is that such a rare thing for a cop?
There are days when officers will handle 20 to 30 911 calls in one shift. There's not a lot of downtime to connect and talk to people.
Cops can go an entire day without having a calm conversation with anyone.
Oh, yeah. You know, an entire week.
Y'all want some coffee?
But I appreciate it.
That was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston police were hosting their first community coffee in Orella Calvary's neighborhood, where few people ever talk to cops.
And why don't they?
I think a lot of people are afraid.
Don't trust them.
They don't trust the police. But talking to them makes them a little more human. They are people just like you and I.
Captain Kaufman tells Mark Strassman,
"We're trying to establish that relationship face-to-face and create that bond so that the community becomes stronger and they'll have the trust in us to tell us what's going on."
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, 3 sets for $12. Or a Presonus Audio Box USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Enjoy the best hops and high cuisine at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, March 12th. The evening begins at 6 p.m. with local North Carolina craft brews by Foothills Brewing and delicious hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by a scrumptious four-course plated dinner prepared by executive chef James Clark and is paired perfectly with Foothills craft beers. Secure your seat today to indulge in a unique experience of culinary delights and thirst-quenching beers. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
Save a Life has been raising awareness about the problem of teen suicide for the last 5 years. Currently, suicide is the third leading cause of death among our youth ages 10 to 19. Many teens display warning signs that friends and family may ignore due to lack of knowledge and understanding. Our mission is to reach out to schools and the community to educate, remove any barriers that separate at-risk teens from help, and to provide resources for those in need. Educate yourself, reach out, encourage others, and know the resources that are available. We all have a choice, so choose life. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Good morning at 6:30. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South. Well, first of all, we have a winter storm warning continuing until 9 a.m., although the precipitation is pretty much gone from our area. According to the National Weather Service, it's just about stopped here in Chapel Hill and Carberry, at least. We do expect cloudy skies for the most part today. It will become partly sunny in the afternoon. We'll rise up above freezing for just a little while, maybe a couple of hours. We'll get into the low 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A chance of snow showers in the afternoon tomorrow, so we could get more. Our high tomorrow, again, in the low 30s. Not going to warm up appreciably anytime soon. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. It's a snow day in the nation's capital. WTOP's Andrew Mollenbeck says they got about 4 inches of snow.
That was right about what they expected. It certainly is the biggest snowfall yet this season in the Washington area. The federal government is closed. Buses have stopped running. And for a lot of people, it's just a day to stay home.
West of Nashville on I-40, a huge traffic backup. Tennessee Emergency Management's Dean Fleener says it stretches for about a dozen miles.
What we are trying to tell people is to limit travel, avoid unnecessary travel. Yes, stay home.
Throughout the South, Jim Crisula says it's been a rough go.
Tow truck drivers are having a tough time keeping up with calls for help.
Just people slipping off in curves, running into the ditch, and some people out just playing around trying to spin their tires.
Many schools and businesses are closed. More than a foot of snow has fallen in parts of Kentucky and West Virginia.
All the snow in Boston froze the transit system switches and damaged equipment. Officials say commuter rail service will be limited today. Full repairs could take a month. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 6:32, 21 degrees in Chapel Hill, also 21 this morning in Hillsborough. It's 20 this morning in Carborough, and a cold day. Nevertheless, a winter storm warning technically remains in effect until 9 a.m. today. We're staying in very close touch with the National Weather Service on our weather forecast, and the situation that has resulted in that is a good day to stay home. As they just said on CBS a moment ago, it's like that in Washington, D.C., a good day to stay home, and that's the way it is here. For if you have an opportunity to stay home today and not get out on the roadways, please do so. To stay inside, keep warm. The Chapel Hill Carborough City schools are closed today, as are just about all the schools. The city schools closed, but it is an optional teacher work day. It was a teacher work day yesterday for the city school system, so I would imagine that a lot of teachers were staying home today as well. Orange County schools closed, Durham Public Schools, Chatham County Schools, Alamance County, Orange Charter School, Carolina Friends School, Durham Academy, Hill Center in Durham closed. All of those are closed. St. Thomas More Catholic School will be delayed by 3 hours. UNC classes will resume this morning at 11 o'clock. Same thing and for Duke University, classes resume after 11 o'clock this morning. If you're planning on traveling anywhere by plane, the incoming winter weather has accumulated on the roadways, of course, and can make travel very difficult and dangerous in our vehicles. But the weather is also causing quite a bit of problems at Raleigh-Durham International. As of 5 o'clock this morning, more than 30 outgoing flights were canceled, with about 6 scheduled to depart this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with RDU spokesperson Mindy Hamlin.
What we see, particularly when ice is in the forecast, is that airlines like to keep their aircraft out of the area. So we're seeing a lot of cancellations on inbound flights.
And how does it factor in as well, obviously, with the Northeast getting the brunt of this?
We had several cancellations to the Northeast, and so we are still seeing an impact from the weather that has been up there as well. The one thing that we do recommend to passengers, and this is always a good rule of thumb, is to contact your airline before coming to the airport to find out if your flight has been impacted by either weather here or weather in other parts of the country.
If it does trend to more ice, how does that differ from snow? I know you said that they like to keep it out of the area with it being ice. Is it just to another extent with ice rather than snow?
That is correct. Ice is a little tougher to handle because the aircraft has to be de-iced in the case of icing. And also with runways and taxiways, ice is a little bit different to handle, but we can get out in front of it. The airport authority is responsible for the runways and taxiways, and we have been pre-treating them in order to be able to ensure that the ice does not form on the runways and taxiways.
How does that operation get going? I guess, is that rather similar to the DOT on the roadways handling it for the taxiways there?
It is very similar, but we do have different equipment that we use because we are dealing with runways that have lights built into them, and we also use different chemicals, and we use aviation-grade sand instead of the brine that can be used on roadways.
Have we had any trouble? I know last year, obviously, a whole different animal where some people were getting stranded. Has that been an issue so far, getting kind of stuck at RDU for anybody, any travelers coming through?
We have not had that issue so far today. And one thing is we have been getting the word out, and people do know about the storm. And luckily, we are not a hub, so we don't have a lot of people that will fly in expecting to catch another flight out. So that does often decrease how many people end up staying at the airport when their flight is canceled.
And being able to get out in front of it sounds like it was very helpful this time around. You guys have done all the prep work there, it sounds like. So is there anything else that we can do to try to stay ahead of it other than just calling and checking on flight status before making the trip to the airport?
That is the most important thing that passengers can do, is check their flight status before coming to the airport, and also understand that a storm can have a ripple effect. So the storm here, as well as the storm that we've seen in the Northeast and in the Midwest, is that we may see flights affected for the next couple of days, even as things get back to normal here.
That is WCHL's Blake Hodge speaking with Mindy Hamlin at RDU just a little while ago, and that's the situation at the airport. If you're traveling today, if you're planning on flying out of here, or if you have someone who's flying in, best to call the airline before you drive out to the airport, because that flight may have been delayed or shut down for the moment, and you can find out more by placing that phone call. Don't go to the trouble of going out there first. That would be a mistake. Our area is still under a winter storm warning, technically until 9 o'clock this morning. Snow and ice started moving through our community yesterday afternoon, and Blake also had the opportunity to speak with Jim Groves, director of Orange County Emergency Services, as we're continuing to deal with very cold temperatures in addition to the snow and ice.
We ask folks never to use charcoal for a heating source. Charcoal puts off so much carbon monoxide, and it is a poisonous, tasteless gas that is a killer. When they're looking at potentially other types of heating sources like kerosene heaters, just make sure they're used as the manufacturer's instruction, that they're not going to tilt over, they don't try to feel them while they're being burned, and things like that. Generators will put off poisonous gas as well, so make sure that the generators are going to be used in a well-ventilated area, and it's not going to come back into the home or a garage or anything like that, but those poison gases can build up and kill people.
And I know that people are worried about everything in their home functioning as well, pipes and everything like that. What can we do to try to make sure that whenever we come out on the other side of this, everything in our home is functioning the same way that it was before?
Right. Do what I do. I've opened up my all my cabinets throughout the house to make sure that that warm air reaches that back wall, and that helps the pipes from freezing so quickly. But if you know there are areas that are pipes are frozen before, you might want to go ahead and trickle that water on both the hot water and the cold water side just to make sure it stays moving, and that will also prevent it from freezing up.
That is Jim Groves, once again, of Orange County Emergency Services, speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge. And a reminder, you can go to our website and get all the information, the complete list of schools that are closed, and just about all of them are. The university classes don't resume until 11 o'clock. That's at UNC. And also at Duke, classes will resume at 11 o'clock this morning. Chapel Hill Transit is going to be trying to run normal routes starting at 11 o'clock this morning. That, of course, subject to change, we may find out later on, but the GO Triangle Regional Information Center is open to handle transit-related calls for Triangle Transit, Capital Area Transit, Chapel Hill Transit, Durham Area Transit, and Cary Transit at 7 o'clock this morning. The number to call is 919-485-RIDE. That is 919-485-RIDE. We've been talking about Chapel Hill and Carborough a lot, with more than an inch of snow expected to come down, and I think that's probably about an inch and a half, probably accurate. Plus, we have that ice. Local road crews were out all night trying to keep the streets drivable. Over in Hillsborough, Mayor Tom Stevens says all that work is done by a skeleton crew of only 7 hardworking people.
These guys are unsung heroes in my book, and so we're very happy. We have 7 in the department, and they are doing good work out there.
Stephen says about half the crew was out during the nighttime hours. The rest will be out today. They'll be clearing the roads of as much snow as possible, but Stephen says it still is not going to be ideal.
There's very little we can do about the ice if it gets to be icy out there, so we just have to wait it out like everybody else.
It's 21 degrees this morning in Hillsborough, about the same as it is in Chapel Hill and Carborough, and that ice will remain out there, the great majority of it, all day, because our temperatures will rise into the low 30s later on in the day. We will get some sunshine, but it's not going to last for very long. Also, a quick note, the cold weather can be difficult for all of us to deal with, but please remember your four-legged friends. Pets need to be taken care of as well during these bitterly cold temperatures. A little later on in the morning, you'll hear from Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morado about what we can do to keep our animals safe. We'll also check in with the IFC, John Dorward, and about their plans for the coming days, helping the homeless and the needy in our community. And the State Department of Transportation has been working very hard all over North Carolina. The governor came out yesterday and made a statement. They did a lot of advance work getting ready for this inclement weather. A couple of quick notes here. Orange County commissioners are scheduled to discuss a possible bond referendum planned for 2016 when the board meets tonight. Board members are considering putting a $125 million bond at the ballot next year to pay for school repairs, affordable housing, and other county needs. County staffers say commissioners could fund the projects using either a bond or pay-as-you-go funding. Both methods would require a property tax rate increase. If they decide to move forward with the bond, commissioners will likely appoint a task force to determine spending priorities. The board is supposed to meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Weather permitting, of course. We'll update you throughout the day. Could be that that meeting might be postponed. Also tonight, members of the Carborough Board of Aldermen and Mayor Liddy Lavelle will share their views about a proposed development deal that could end up with a second hotel at 300 East Main Street and a big new Arts and Innovation Center near Armadillo Grill. Developers are asking the town to invest $4.5 million, and that drew skeptical citizen comments at previous public hearings about the proposed $13 million project. The Arts and Innovation Center would be the new home for the Arts Center, as well as Kid Zoo Children's Museum. The proposal has supporters, too, notably 2 former mayors of Carborough, Mark Chilton and Ellie Kinnaird. Tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting will be held at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall at 301 West Main Street, weather permitting. Again, we'll update you throughout the day on that. That's a very important meeting. Expected to draw draw a lot of people. A lot of people also very concerned about the future of Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. 6:43 at WCHL, Inside Carolina Basketball, coming up in just a moment.
Enjoy the best hops and high cuisine at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, March 12th. The evening begins at 6 p.m. with local North Carolina craft brews by Foothills Brewing and delicious hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by a scrumptious four-course plated dinner prepared by executive chef James Clark and is paired perfectly with Foothills craft beers. Secure your seat today to indulge in a unique experience of culinary delights and thirst-quenching beers. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Hello, this is David, the Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham across from Southbourne Mall. You always know when you come to Town Hall Burger and Beer, you get an 8-ounce burger, cook your way, you choose your bun, you choose a great patty, whether that is a chicken, whether that is quinoa, whether that is black bean, whether it is a salmon or our special blend burger. So now you can come in and have your favorite burger, chicken, quinoa, bacon, hand-cut fries. So come join us at Town Hall Burger and Beer. That's it.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Listen to vital health information provided in a comforting manner with Your Health, hosted by Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page of UNC Family Medicine. Is music more your scene? Enjoy live performances by Americana singer-songwriters from the Pittsboro Roadhouse, hosted by award-winning singer-songwriter Tokyo Rosenthal. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Yes, sir. 6:45 at WCHL. Nikki Morse coming up next, but first we'll get a read on Carolina basketball with a big game coming up on Wednesday night.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Roy Williams was on the ACC teleconference on Monday, and after a tough weekend for Carolina, with a 13-point road loss to Pittsburgh, the head coach of the Tar Heels didn't mince words about what he needed from his team.
We got to play better. We didn't play as poorly defensively as the score probably indicates. We guarded Pittsburgh at times. Now, I want to emphasize at times. They took guarded shots, but they made them. And so you just got to have to congratulate them. But that's behind us. We got to go over to Duke and play Duke in the last couple of games. Notre Dame and Syracuse at Syracuse, they've just annihilated people, and we understand that.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
As you heard Williams say, he didn't think his team's defense was as bad as he originally thought against the Panthers, but he did want to clarify his statement.
My point in saying that was that they shot a great percentage, but they weren't all wide open shots. I mean, we did get a hand up on several of those shots, and it's sort of like playing golf. When I always have a saying that more you make, the more you make, and they started making them early, and everybody got involved, and it's like being in a foursome where everybody's making birdies, and it just sort of fuels everybody.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Every morning, 7 days a week,
The bakers at 411 West Italian Cafe make a fresh batch of dough and let it rise. This is the beginning of the famous rolls at 411. When you sit down to order, you get your drink of choice, and you're presented with fresh, warm rolls straight from the oven. It's the perfect prelude to any Italian dish, and it's our way of welcoming you to our restaurant. 411 West's famous dill rolls, the perfect start to a delicious dinner.
Coleman Huntoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Be sure to deduct all of the mileage you're entitled to when preparing your 2014 tax return. Beyond miles driven for business purposes, you might be able to deduct miles driven for medical, moving, or charitable reasons. Contact us to ensure that you take advantage of these deductions. That's Coleman Huntoon & Brown's Tax Bite of the Week. Coleman Huntoon & Brown, our people make the difference.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Civic for just $159 a month, or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during our inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
6:49 WCHL, time now for traffic and weather together, and I think some things about traffic this morning should be fairly obvious, but here is Nikki Morris to point out the obvious.
Thank you. Call me queen of the obvious.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, we've got Blake Hodge out in our Performance Automall Storm Tracker, so he'll be checking in with us to let you know how the roadways are looking. But obviously, the roads are very icy, so it's best to stay home if at all possible. Crews are out there trying to work to clear them, and if you're not on the roads, it'll make it a lot easier for them to get out there and make sure that those roads are clear for a little bit later on this morning when some things are opening on a later schedule than normal. But if you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363. You can tweet us, WCHL Chapelboro.
How long did you have to scrape your windshield this morning?
Not too long, because by the time I got out there, everything was kind of dry, you know, so it was kind of easy to get it off there. But on the way in, that's when the freezing rain started. So it was starting to freeze up over the windshield. So I don't even know why I bothered to scrape the windshield, because by the time I got to work, it was covered with ice.
Yeah, it took a little while for me. I didn't have any actual precipitation on my way to work. You know, it took me a while to scrape the windshield enough so that I could see to get to work.
Yeah. Did you just sit in the car and let it let the defroster work?
No,
or
heck no.
You actually got out and scraped it?
Got out with a scraper, yeah.
You got a scraper now?
I never allow myself enough time to do that. Just sit there and let it take care of itself.
Oh, okay.
So.
I tried to use the automatic starter on my vehicle, but all I did was beep the horn, and I kind of figured the neighbors might get upset.
Well, neighbors probably used to hearing loud noises from your house anyway.
Oh, maybe so.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Uh-huh.
A reminder, everybody can go to our website and get all our information there as well. What we might not even have time to talk about on the radio is there on our website, chapelboro.com.
You got it.
All right, including an 8x10 color photo suitable for framing Nikki Morris.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day, guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, we got we told you about the weather. We're going to go ahead and go to celebrity birthdays now. We got some celebrities to talk about. And Hal Holbrook, the actor, is 90 years old today. Bobby Lewis, I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just a tossing and turning. Remember him? He's 82 years old today. Actress Christina Pickles is 80. Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, 79 years old today. And that's hard to believe. Actress Renee Russo is 61. Looking good. Actor Lou Diamond Phillips, 53. Basketball Hall of Famer Michael Jordan, always a Tar Heel, 52 years old today. Actor comedian Larry the Cable Guy, 52. Movie director Michael Bay, 51 years old today. Olympic gold and silver medal skier, Tommy Moe, is 45. Actress Denise Richards, 44. Billy Joe Armstrong, lead singer Green Day, 43. Actor Jerry O'Connell is 41 years old today. Actor Jason Ritter, 35. Paris Hilton, is 34 years old today. And singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, very talented young guy, 24 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday to London Ivy. Yeah, London. Happy birthday, buddy. Niecy Council also celebrating a birthday today, as is Jamie Cheek. Happy birthday, Jamie. Have a great birthday celebration. Make it special. 653 at WCHL.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Well, you certainly can. You're welcome. You're welcome, Freddie. Rock and roll Tuesday.
That's excellent.
Music.
Yeah.
That's what kind of drives me. Most of the time. Freddie Kiger is kind of a music freak, too.
I am.
You got all this music trivia running around in your head?
Well, I mean, how would we guess? I mean, we can't even get through with a sentence without something triggering, firing some synapse.
I am, I said.
Yes.
To no one there.
I don't like that. Neil didn't do anything for me for that one.
Yeah, I like Neil Diamond, basically.
Yeah, oh, I like Neil Diamond. I like his early stuff.
I loved his early.
You Got to Me.
Yeah.
Cherry. Thank the Lord for the Nighttime.
Sweet Caroline.
Now, you know what? I'm sorry.
That's when I started to go off the rails.
Sorry. I love the song, but it's just been played ad nauseum.
How about, Hey, Brother Love, Traveling Salvation Show.
That's a great song.
That's a good song. Yeah.
Neil Diamond.
Yeah. How about there was
Girl, song? You'll Be a
Woman Soon.
Yep.
Soon.
Oh, listen to that resonance.
Dun, dun, dun.
It has nothing to do with what... Well, actually, it does, because it's going to be probably right about the same time.
Okay. All right. Well, it's in my wheelhouse, so I know this.
We're going to do number one hits, folks.
All right.
45 years ago, on this very day, February the 17th...
1970.
Correct. This was the top tune in the land.
The year that Freddie graduated from high school.
Yes, correct. Name it. The song and the artist of what Ron's about to play.
And you're handing me the record right now. I'm putting it on.
Flip it over.
I don't have any idea what it is.
Flip it. You got it? Okay.
You know, it's not easy putting these records on the turntable.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Without looking at them.
Yep.
You know, but you got to help me out here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Everybody listen.
Fingers start shaking.
That's easy, Fred. Yeah. All right, what's the name of the song and what's the name of the artist? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer, you can be the winner on WCHL's Rock and Roll Trivia Quiz with Freddie Kiger.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
All right, 657 WCHL, glad to have you along this morning.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Or, as I used to call him when I would play him on the radio, Slick and the Family Brick.
They're good. Yeah, Sly Stone was a DJ, I want to say, in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then got the family together, and they had a nice little run. I will never forget
hearing their first hit, Dance to the Music, on how funky it was.
Yes. Dance to the music.
Because remember, we were in, and nothing against Motown, but we know it was so formulaic.
Yeah.
And beautiful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
But then, holy smoke.
Yeah,
this
like,
funk, this punch to it.
It's like kind of knocked down the walls, man. Yeah, he was cool.
Going to add a little guitar to make it easy to move your feet.
That's right.
I'm going to add some modern
so that the dancers just won't hide.
Boom, 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 boom.
But that was one of the first, and then he went on to have a bunch of hits, and of course, thank you. And on the title, for letting me be mice elf
that's right.
again.
How about... Dance to the music.
Loved it.
How about Everybody is a Star?
Everyday
is
People.
A star.
You can make it if you try. Hot Yo, fun in the summertime.
Yeah.
Sing a simple song.
Stand.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Dun, 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 I love that. I love that breakdown
that
in that song.
Was excellent. Yeah.
Third verse of this song, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, contain specific references to the group's previous hits, including Dance to the Music, Everyday People, Sing a Simple Song, and You Can Make It If You Try. Held on to the top Billboard spot for 2 weeks before that year, 1970s monster song knocked it out.
Joy to the World.
Bridge.
Over Troubled Water.
Yes.
All right. Freddie Kiger, excellent trivia question this morning. And again, thank you for letting me be myself again. Jane Collins called in with the answer to the question this morning. Sly and the Family Stone, thank you for letting me be myself again. All right. Hey, everybody. Snow and ice on the ground. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a few moments here. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carolina.